Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Yes, we have another great podcast for you guys today. For starters, Ike is back. We found him. Yes, yes, yes. I've been answering your questions on social media, but my man, a grown man, he had to get out and do his own thing. But now that he's back, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk some fantasy football. You know how we get down on that fantasy football every year. Myself, Just Talk With Sam, Sam Joe Nation, goes head up with the good folks at Real Sports Podcast and a free-for-all in fantasy football. But now we got a new dynamic, the D-League, the league my wife set up. And the only two members who are in both leagues are on this podcast today. We're going to talk about some of our picks, some of our thoughts, watched a few preseason games, and we think we know some. On top of that, we got an actual fantasy football expert. My man, Mike Randall, will be calling into the podcast today. You may know Mike Randall from his work with FanSided, Last Word on Sports, Roto Underworld. Man, Mike is around, and Mike is a dude. You need to listen to him when it comes down to your fantasy football picks, because Mike is that deal. We posted this stuff on our Facebook page as far as his Twitter. Please check him out. Hey, who knows? You may mess around and win your league just listening to Mike. I know I've done good listening to Mike. So, there it is. But before we get into this podcast and all things revolving around the good show that we have, we got to pay some bills. Speaking of that, I want you guys to go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage and current promotions page. Please click the donate button. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and we put in to whatever you guys get. Whatever makes you feel like a good person, hit that donate button. We put it right back to the podcast to make it a bigger, better, stronger, faster, better podcast. And by doing that, hey, maybe you want to show your love. Maybe you want to show off that you listen to the show. No problem with that. Go to SamShowNation.com. Hit that store link. And by hitting the store link, you can show off your love, whether you're buying t-shirts, stickers, you know, we got some hats coming. I know I've been threatening that, but now it's looking like we got some, and they're coming. Or you can listen to us by going to SamShowNation.com. Whatever podcast, however you listen to podcasts, we got you covered, whether it's Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, or right there on the page. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, hit that podcast link, and you can listen to it right then and there. Got a few sponsors today, and we're going to get into this great podcast. First sponsor, new sponsor, is the good folks at NFLShop.com. Appropriate for something we're talking about, some fantasy football, but let me tell you about NFLShop.com. NFLShop.com is the official store of the National Football League and offers the biggest selection on officially licensed NFL apparel merchandise online. Shoppers looking for Nike jerseys and the game day collection and featured apparel from Nike as well as headwear from New Era, they will find everything they need from all 32 teams right there at NFLShop.com via SamShowNation.com. Now, if you go to SamShowNation.com, click the NFL Shop link, you can see right then and there that they have in stock the newly printed, newly draft jerseys. Yes, yes. All the people that from the draft, your Ezekiel Elliott, your Carson Wentz, hey, Laquan Treadwell, all the people, you know, Jared Goff, personal feelings aside, Jared Goff, Jalen Ramsey, Paxton Lynch, and it goes on and on. If you got drafted this year, they got always keep the newest stuff right there. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that NFL Shop link, and you can not only get the newest stuff, but you can the back to football deal, because we getting back, baby, and it's free shipping on all orders over $50 using the promo code BTF50. Back to football, and we doing it here at Sam Show Nation. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that NFL Shop link, and get ready for this upcoming season. The next sponsor is the good folks at Booking.com. Booking.com? Booking. Yeah. Hey, look. Summer is almost over. You want to get that one last trip in there before you get back to the grind or before you get back to school. You want to squeeze out a little bit more that summer. You can go to SamTrailNation.com, click the Booking.com link. If you love to travel, you should love Booking.com via SamTrailNations.com. Hey, it's new deals listed daily for every budget. Over a million, you heard me, million properties worldwide, including vacation rentals, villas, destinations, all over different countries, 224 countries to be exact. You can make changes to your booking online. You can send a request, you can cancel in just a few clicks, or if you feel like it, they are ready to pick up a phone 24/7. They can answer your questions, manage your booking, and more at their help center. And over 100 million, and I'm not being facetious when I say that, 100 million verified reviews, just to make sure that wherever you're going meets up to your standards. So please find the best accommodation deals by going to SamShowNation.com. Click the Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Go ahead and get some more of that summer, or it's almost gone. Hey, speaking of summer being almost gone, I gotta talk about it. It's almost that time again. Back to school time. And who got you at back to school time? Sam Show Nation got you at back to school time. Go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions link and click that back to school link right there at Walmart. The Walmart back to school for your savings. Your spot for the savings. You can get everything you need, whether it be school supplies, girls, boys' clothing, writing supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning, backpacks, uniforms. Whatever you need is right there for your back to school. And it's just college students too. Hey, we're not discriminating. You got it all there. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link and get load up on all your back to school supplies. And hey, if you ship it to your house, anything over $50 is free shipping thanks to the good folks at SamShowNation.com. All you gotta do is pick it. But hey, maybe you can't wait for shipping to get there. Maybe you start school this week. Maybe you need this right now. Walmart at Sam Show Nation got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and you can get free in-store pickup as soon as that day. All you got to do is shop as you normally would, and at checkout, see if a local store has it. You check it from there, and then you pick it up at your local Walmart. It's that simple. I use this personally, and I have not spent 10 minutes in a Walmart since I had this. It's a great thing. You should use it. But the best way to use it is go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link and get all your back-to-school savings. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all. Who are we kidding? If you're on the internet, you're going here, you're going to shop, please go to Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link at the homepage, your current promotions page. And you can shop as you normally would with Amazon. Look, I have been watching a lot of DVDs or, videos with the Prime membership. Hey, I am a Prime member. I have been watching, the Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, the latest Terminator movie. Not feeling that last Terminator. Mission Impossible was good. Hey, I just been doing it, just catching up with my Prime stuff. And I finally got around to watching Room. Room is good. Brie Larson acted her ass off. And the best way to see that is go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link and you can get your Amazon Prime on, or you can shop as you normally would. Hey, we get a little kickback for you going there via SamShowNation.com, but all of that goes back into the podcast. Make it a great podcast. That's pretty much what I got here. I see my man Ike. He right here at the door. He ready. We're about to reset these mics, and we're going to get it in. We're going to talk some fantasy football. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I
you don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
We are back live in the rack here. Just Talk with Sam podcast. We got a person, seemed like a guest, but he's not really a guest. He ain't been here in a while, but we miss him. My man, Ike Allison Lewis Jr. the third. What's up, man? It's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's very good to be back. Of the Real Sports Podcast. You have to throw it out there. Like, in the subject of fantasy football, I'd rather have you here, mainly because me and you know a thing or two about fantasy football.
Absolutely.
I am a two-time champion. You got to say it twice, like a Tribe Called Quest.
When?
I won my Yahoo League that brought the belt in the first place. I do not have right now.
Yeah.
What's up, Mark? And second time is before that. I have a fantasy football ring from the first time. That's the only thing is a keepsake of the ring of me winning.
What league?
This is Yahoo, and the second was ESPN. But
who was in it?
A lot of my college friends.
Oh.
But hey, champion is champion. Two-time champ.
Didn't you go to Eastern?
I went to Eastern.
Oh, okay.
And since we never went to class.
Obviously, nobody knows nothing about football out there. It's Eastern.
Oh, bullshit. Hold on,
every year.
What's my man?
Garbage, bro.
Hold on. Dallas, I think, is like their third straight quarterback come from Eastern Michigan.
Man, get that third string shit out of there, though.
Hey, you know what? We're from Eastern Michigan.
Sounding like Big Maine.
Dog, we take whatever we could get. Yeah, what y'all don't know is before this podcast started, before we turned on these mics, we was berated by a first year.
First year.
That, you can't even say first year. He didn't even start yet. Fantasy football player. My brother, Big Maine. Now, you can tell how serious fantasy is. It's a lot of shit talking, a lot of wolf tickets. I may have encouraged the rivalry, because I got to call my brother out. I have made several Facebook videos illustrating how unqualified he is.
Yeah, it's true, though.
I spoke very highly. Like, directly, my wife's league, D-League, I've said this in previous podcasts. I've given whoop tickets to my wife on the show when she was here. But even in the video, I had to say, hey, look, their records speak for themselves. They're actually good. They're vets. I broke character for a second, to tell the truth. My brother Terrence, who has been in like paper office leagues and shit like that, is his first time. It's our first time. T-Mac, he's playing, but all of his shit is off like Skype, Google Hangouts. Like a lot of the, it's weird playing against a person who's just not here.
Right.
But, you know, he got a little swagger to himself, and it's all...
Yeah, okay.
hold on. But he had the good sense to say, hey, look, I'll wait till draft day. I'm going to see what I got. It's not a lot of wolf tickets from him. It was just like, I've never played against the other nine people in this league.
That's real.
Let alone my brother. He's not afraid, but he's just like, let me work this out. Let me figure this thing out, you know? But then you get to Maine.
This
was a 20-minute conversation
That shit was 20.
A little bit more than that, yeah. I'm just saying how we garbage. He just in this conversation found out who Matt Berry was.
Right.
That was shocking.
I know.
That was shocking because
you're not even.
If you watched ESPN in the last 2 weeks, he got those seven minutes up front.
Right.
And throughout the show, if something break off, they go to him.
Hell yeah.
Like, hey, this happened at training camp. Hey, this is blah blah blah. The little ticker at the bottom, like when they talked about Le'Veon this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first person. Oh, word. Le'Veon got his suspension reduced to 3 games instead of 4. First dude.
I'm going to take it.
And I'm like, cool. I roll with it. But I look at this and I'm trying to explain to the first year rookie. I call him rookie. That this game is about strategy. You hit him with the chess analogy. Yeah. This is a thinking man's game. Because you ain't just thinking about the player. Hey, you're thinking about, hey, if this cat get popped, who else I got?
I ain't mean to do you like that, bro.
It's okay, but this is how you learn.
He got to learn at some time. Some point in time, you got to learn.
Like
you do all that woofing. I'm like, man, you don't even know how you don't know who Matthew Berry is.
Like, I rocks. Everybody don't. It's no secret. I rocks with Tom Brady.
I see the shirt.
I'm currently wearing a Patriots shirt now.
Real shit.
And I know I'm not picking Tom Brady outside. And I could air this out, but I'm not picking him outside 5th round.
I literally was about to hold up the 5th round.
5th, 6th. 5th is being generous. 5th is saying I really, really want him.
Yeah.
4 games. That is,
that can't be your first quarterback.
Quarter of the real season. That's like a third of a fantasy season.
Yeah, I mean it's strategy too.
It's like
you gotta pick a quarterback before the 5th round, and then pick Brady, and then you trying to use him as trade bait.
Yeah,
six, seven,
depending on how you doing. If you feeling them. And you got a decent quarterback and you can weather the storm, he going to come back 4th week refreshed. A lot of these quarterbacks then got hit. They didn't got popped.
I got a big question for
you. Yeah.
What do you think Cam Newton going to do?
Look, Cam Newton is honestly shouldn't be as high as he is in the ADP.
Yeah.
Because Cam Newton has the good problem.
Okay.
He has a decent receiving core now
with
Kelvin Benjamin being back.
All right.
Devin Funches act like he want to play football finally.
Hey.
But the problem being is Kelvin Benjamin forced him to throw the ball all around to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Now Kelvin Benjamin back, if I'm Kelvin Benjamin, I'm the main guy. So you kind of handcuffing Cam to this one receiver. Then you got Greg Olsen, who's Father Time is undefeated, guy.
I don't know about it. I don't know. Not yet.
Maybe not, but that's the gamble you choose.
He okay.
And then you got Stewart, your running back, who is hype. Stewart is hype, man. He had a couple good runs last year, but at the moment.
He a good second back to have on
okay.
his football
right.
team.
All right.
Good second back.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, but is Cam Newton going as a number one quarterback?
Number one? Well, I have to. What do you mean?
We sleep on Drew Brees every year.
How we sleep
year.
On Drew Brees?
Every
Drew Brees
year.
Is actually declining. You like,
he had a bad
you like,
year.
You like expecting.
I do, but like, is the bar so high for Brees and kind of low for Cam?
Who does he have?
You got Brandon Cooks, Watson, shit, and you got Mark Ingram with them punk-ass pocket passes.
Yeah.
And a bunch of young dudes.
Right.
But that's the same gauntlet he went through last year and still cracked the top 5. Had a shitty season out, for 3-4 games with that shoulder?
Maybe.
Still made the top 5. 5 out of 16 games, you ain't there and you still make the top 5? I pick him up. If you can
duplicate, pick him up, though.
If you can duplicate that same stats and stay healthy, I roll with Breeze.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a problem with him. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't saying I wouldn't roll with Breeze, but he not in my top five to pick.
He is not. If he is, he is number five. He is number five. Like there's you got Carson Palmer.
I ain't the first person I would say, but okay.
I'm just going in my five. Breeze, Palmer, Stafford has no excuse this year. Stafford is in my top five.
100%.
I just pray he don't fuck this up because he has the receiving core. He ain't handcuffed to Calvin no more.
Mm-hmm.
You have a straight up receiving core. Please don't fuck that up. I would put honestly, I'll put Eli in there.
Eli?
In the top, in the five. I like Eli.
In the top five?
Wow. Yeah.
We're not talking like, we're talking draft picks.
I'm talking draft picks too.
Here's why.
This is my only reason why.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this shit.
You got a tight receiving core.
Always.
But now you have a healthy receiving core.
Okay.
You got Odell Beckham. That's class all by itself, so I don't even have to elaborate on that. Victor Cruz finally is healthy. He's finally taking reps. You got Shane Vereen, who is making this weird transition to this not running back, but like these short pocket passes type guy. You got the new dude, Shepard. I've seen a couple preseason games. I'm really liking Shepard. I'm a little high on Shepard right now.
I see.
And quiet as Kelt, you got the two tight ends. They playing with two tight ends. You got Ty, you got Larry Donnell. Two quiet threats, but you know, they realistically took a page out of New England book with that double two-headed monster thing.
Yeah.
But Eli's making it work. I can see in my top five. If Breeze is in the top five, Breeze is four, Eli's five.
Okay. So what's your top five?
From what I just said, Palmer, Breeze, I just Eli. Cam is in there. Just Cam, obviously. But I'm just saying, I just don't want him to revert back to the 2 years ago Cam.
Okay.
Because Kelvin Benjamin is back and Kelvin Benjamin spoiled you.
Well, I'm taking...
And Stafford. I'm sorry. Stafford rounds out my five.
Yeah. I'll definitely take... Ooh, okay.
I'm on the fence with Stafford.
You're on the fence with Stafford. I'm on the fence with Eli.
They in that same boat, but...
No, they're not.
The reason I'm on the
the same boat.
The reason I'm on the fence with Stafford...
Okay.
He has a receiving core. Now is 100% on him. And I saw a lot of things in the preseason I did not like. I didn't like that sidearm shit.
He been doing a sidearm shit.
But now it's getting annoying at this point. Ebron, is he healthy? Is he not? What's my man? Cole Wick jumped in. Ebron, real talk, he may get a spot ran.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Which receiving core do you like more? The Giants or the Lions? Honestly. Do you really put trust in
I say Giants with an asterisk. With an asterisk.
No, I ain't no maybes.
Hold on. The only reason I give them an asterisk, they have more time to gel with each other. You got a lot of new faces. I love Marvin Jones. I love what Marvin Jones is doing. He is a great. He ain't Calvin. Get that off your mind.
Off my mind. That was.
I want to make that plain. You got to think. Me and you talking, but God knows how many people listen to us.
Right.
He's not Calvin. He's not going to be Calvin. Ironically enough, he spent his entire football career following Calvin. It is sad almost. That made him a natural at this spot, but he's not Calvin. In high school. When Calvin graduated and went to college, who was right there on the team? Marvin Jones. In Georgia, when Cal went to the league, who took his spot? Marvin Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only fitting now that Marvin Jones take his spot when he leaves the league.
All right.
So, is he Calvin? No. Is he a good receiver? Yes. Is he new to this team and is very shaky around Stafford? Because a couple of them preseason games, he caught a few of them sidearm passes, and he looked at my only assumption, he looked at Stafford with that, oh, what the fuck was that? He gave him that look like, I'm not used to this. You got to think, he's used to Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is a guy, sits in the pocket. Now, Andy Dalton would throw some bullshit, too.
Okay.
But he's used to that, oh, golly shucks, throws the ball right to him. None of that sidearm shit, none of that, hey, I'm finna do one of these arc passes that Stafford like to do. But it's going to drop right in your lap, but I'm going to throw this arc shit. He's looking at him with that sidearm like, oh, what the fuck was that? Stafford, his response, and I'm only judging by body language, is like, did you catch it? Well, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm getting at.
Of course.
Golden Tate, his thing is like, all right, well.
Golden Tate is actually, like, really nice.
He's a great route runner. He's consistent as all hell.
Calvin was down. Golden was like,
yeah,
golden.
All it's just this is what I mean by when you get handcuffed to a receiver.
Yeah,
that is your guy.
Okay,
like I would pick AJ Green now because no one is left with the Bengals
other than double covered.
He gonna get double covered, but you gonna catch that ball. Was he 6'3"? 6'2"? Yeah, something like that. But he's not a monster receiver like Calvin. Calvin, just tall, lanky motherfucker. But
right.
He is a playmaker. He's going to do it. I mean, we see it with Julio Jones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We see it. We're still seeing it with Fitzgerald, him and Palmer. You get handcuffed to a receiver, but it's good to get the ball out there. That's why I'm looking at Cam a little bit. And I try to, like, give him the benefit of the doubt. Russell Wilson. I am so fucking done with Russell Wilson. I will change my mind at the middle of the season. Whenever he get his shit right.
Yeah.
It's just.
But I think people sleeping on somebody.
Who?
RG3.
That is another. I would pick Russell before RG3.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Wait.
Not right now.
Who you got? Who you got with the Browns?
RG3, Josh Brown. Or Josh Gordon, sorry.
It's Josh Gordon. That's four games. I got to wait for Josh Gordon.
No.
Four games?
I don't think he got four games.
He got four games.
I don't think he do.
He got four.
If he got four games, he got four games. But I don't think he do.
All right. Okay.
But him and RG3 play in college together. Why not?
All good. He got four games.
So what?
I gotta wait four weeks to see if this college relationship can translate to the big fit. Real talk, I gotta wait four games to see Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
I have yet to see him really play.
Yeah.
Not that preseason horseshit before he got clipped, you know, year out. I have yet to see him play on a straight up regular season game.
Right.
I'm not trusting him right now. I can't.
I'm not worried about him.
I'm not worried about him, but I'm going to err on the side of caution. I've never seen you play ball. You being a dick with these preseason games because I'm not seeing you. You are healthy. You're just like, no, I'm just not feeling it today.
Mm.
You got RG.
What I'm saying about RG3 is he a sleeper, right? So I think he'll be a top five talent this year in fantasy. And an ninth round pick. That's what I'm saying.
If you want RG3, you are more than welcome to him.
Okay.
Like,
especially if you got a nasty ass position, like you picking like two or three and you're a snake.
Okay. Yeah.
Come on now.
That still not RG3, man. Like Big Ben out there.
Eighth, ninth round. You You come, okay, exactly, eighth and ninth round.
Okay.
You come with the third round pick.
Yeah.
You get you a top two or top three defense with him as a backup.
I would really, if I had to take him, there would be a one-game audition into the waiver wire you go. I would pick up Phillip Rivers before I pick up him.
You got to understand trade bait, man. You got to understand trade bait.
I get it. I understand it. But trade bait only works until they snap the ball.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Trade bait only.
By all means, I'm not rooting for Cleveland.
Okay. All right. I want to make that play. Like,
they still going to lose.
Trade bait only works when they snap the ball. When I get a trade, let's say I get that little ESPN thing. Hey, you got a trade. And it's on a Monday morning. And they play Monday night. I don't take my sweet ass time before I hit that accept or decline button because I want to see what I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
Like a cat, like, I would take a Phillip Rivers, a guy who inevitably will let you down. He will. He going to look good for the first 2-3 games.
Eli, too.
Keenan Allen. No, Eli has spurts. Eli had these, like.
I need consistency.
Well, Eli has the same thing Phillip Rivers. Eli has it. Kirk Cousins.
Right.
But you should expect that from Kirk Cousins because he's fucking Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Like, they had these spurts, and when they get into, their highs are so high, but their lows are very low.
Right.
That's that, like, I brought up Phillip Rivers for Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is awesome. If you could get Keenan Allen in the first, realistically, second, maybe third round, depending on how deep your league is, Keenan Allen, decent wide receiver, maybe fourth. I mean, you got to think who's throwing the ball to him. He's going to be a beast. He's going to get you some numbers. I would gladly put him in that nice flex area if I'm feeling it. But the second.
Oh, Keenan Allen in the flex?
If you can do it.
I mean, that means you got a stacked ass receiver.
That means you had three picks. I said fourth. That means you had three picks before him. I mean, I'm a student of zero RB, but I do see the flaws in that.
Okay.
If I use, like I said, it's a thinking man's game. In the world of zero RB, Keenan Allen would be a third or fourth round pick. It's just in that mindset, he would.
Okay.
Now.
That still make him a number one receiver, though.
Yeah. He is. He's in the upper. He ain't no Antonio Brown.
No.
All right.
What?
All right. I want to make this plain. Is he a top-tier receiver? Yes. It's just that's where I talk about Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers, you had as like, you going to be on today? Because when he's on, Keenan looked good. Damn good. Like, better example, Derek Carr and Amari Cooper. When Derek Carr ain't throwing two picks a game, Amari Cooper looks awesome.
Yeah.
But when Derek Carr realizes that he doesn't have a line and throwing interceptions like they're going out of style, Amari Cooper looked garbage.
He had to move his ass around, too, though.
Amari Cooper's a straight out, deep threat.
Not whatever. Amari, they're talking about David Carr. Get the fuck out of the pocket sometimes.
That's how he built, man.
I mean, he get out every once in a while, but like, get out.
Like, some people line afford them to be in the pocket. Like, last year's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, they stapled his ass back together. Get your ass back out there. But your line made it cool. Another person, this is my go-to example of this, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is a quarterback two at best. But his defense and line made it cool for him to just sit back, chill, deep ball to Steve Smith, and we great. And he just looks like the shit, but he's not really.
He's the shit in the playoffs.
Because of his line.
That's not his fault.
He's not a good... He's not a top-tier quarterback.
I'm sorry if somebody has a good line. That's not his
fault. No. I'm just saying that's a good problem. That's all I'm getting at.
Like Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith just had all the protection in the world. Would he fuck with Barry? No. Because if Barry had a shred of the protection that Emmitt got, Lions would have Super Bowl by now.
I wouldn't say that either.
Really?
No.
If I had the line that Emmitt had.
Okay.
If I had the Dallas Cowboys 94 line, and I gave it to Barry Sanders, who both play in the NFC. You mean tell me we wouldn't see a Super Bowl appearance, let alone probably a win?
Possibly, but like Barry wasn't not that great running through the tackles.
Because his body is fucking Swiss cheese on third down because you've been getting tagged because you have no line.
He still didn't run through the line. It was a situation where he could have ran through the line.
Yeah.
Do not get that misunderstood. But he like a, he's shifty, right? So you're always trying to bounce it outside.
Yeah, but even still, man, you could have at the very least preserved this motherfucker to play for another couple seasons.
Yeah, it'd been nice.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Now, me and you, we can go back and forth on this all the time.
Always.
We consider ourselves experts of the game. But I had to get on the phone earlier today and call an actual expert.
That's good.
I had to call an actual fantasy expert, my man Mike Randall. I mean, you may know him from The Last Word on Sports. You may know him from his contributions to CBS Fantasy Football. Him, Jesse Eisenberg, with the online thing. The name escapes me of what the actual session he does, but my man is the truth. Mike Randall, I'm cool with him. He has helped me win a few games. Not necessarily over you, not necessarily. I'm not naming names who he helped me with, but he has helped me not only do that, helped me lock down some hardware, and more than likely, if you listen to him, come with that knowledge, he's going to help you probably win your league. Right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask some questions. My man Mike Randall. I'll make sure you give out his information. Here he is. Let's call him up.
On Mike, man, thank you so much for, I guess, calling into the podcast. Before we even get started on fantasy football, man, I just want to say I have been a fan of your stuff for quite some time. You, helped me get a championship. So, thank you. I have been following some of your stuff that you have done. I've heard you on other podcasts. You're a writer. You know what? Before we get into this, just plug away all Mike Randall, everything. You know, where they can reach you, they can see you on social media, all of that stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Yeah, you can see me on, get me on Twitter at Fantasy Warrior. That's FTSY, Warrior Mike, Fantasy Warrior Mike. And I'm writing for LastWordOnSports.com and at the Roto Underworld as well.
You also are a part of the Fantasy Sports Writers Association. Now, that's some big stuff, man. I mean, like, you shaking it up with people I like Jamie Eisenberg. I watch CBS. He's shouted you out a few times in the, like, Twitter section.
Yeah, Jamie's a great guy, and Adam Pfeffer is, too, from RotoCurve. So I've had a chance to mock with both of those guys, and great guys. Listen to them all the time on their podcasts, and it's just great talk about fantasy football, man. It's the best time of the year.
Oh, yeah, I am so amped for this time, and I listen to those guys as well as Pilar Lastra. You know, SiriusXM, what is it? Every Man's Fantasy. That's what it's called.
Every Man's Fantasy. Yep, that's it. Yeah, they're great. A lot of great people out there just talking about it, and you can get them on Sirius, and and on a bunch of different websites as well. But anything I get my hands on, I want to listen to and talk about. So there's great people, absolutely.
Yeah, special time of the year, man. And I want to thank you for calling in and helping us out, because we're all fantasy upped over here. The whole podcast, where our draft is coming up in a few short weeks, like it, pretty much everyone else's, if they haven't drafted already. And one thing I want to do, I want to tap into, sometimes, you know, we sound like experts. Let me tell it, I am a fantasy football expert. But sometimes we got to go to the people like yourself, the real experts. And one thing I wanted to touch on, a few things we talked about offline, is could you help us out? Because we got a few newbies in the group, as well as, I'm pretty sure, fantasy teams all around. Some of the few fantasy mistakes that people, you know, that they make in the draft. You know, common mistakes that help them avoid those, you know?
Sure, absolutely. First thing you got to look at with your draft is you have to know what the structure of your roster is. I've seen people so many times, there's a league that I played in last year that I was fortunate enough to win on CBS. You start 9 players and you got 5 people on the bench. That's not a big bench at all when you get to your bye weeks. So a lot of times people sit there and they end up drafting too many guys that they want to hold on to. Like a few years ago, like a Josh Gordon for the Browns, and you could hold on to Josh Gordon, you're waiting for him to come back, and then you really hamstring yourself when you get to those bye weeks. So sometimes, you know, if you got a small bench right off the bat, make sure that you're wise with it and you just don't grab too many flyers that aren't going to contribute for you on a week-to-week basis. Second thing I think you have to have is a plan, right? I mean, everybody's all the rave now. Everyone's talking about pick wide receivers early. Don't pick running backs. You can win it any way you want to win it. There's people who love Gronkowski in the first round. I don't. But just have some sort of plan, have some sort of idea, because once that clock starts running and it's like a minute 30 or whatever it is, you know, the pressure gets to you, and then the guy in front of you takes your pick, and you're just stuck there scrambling. That's not what you want to have happen. So those are two of the biggest ones that I see right off the bat. Know your roster and have a plan.
Personally, we play in a PPR league, and as tempting as, and I don't want to get too deep into it, I guess we could call back, we get into this, the zero RB mindset. That's where my head is now. But at that same time, I mean, you may have to abandon that plan. Like you said, the person in front of you may take somebody. And quite honestly, if I see like a Ty Gurley in front of me, I'm going to take it. I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You have to have – you can win it any way you want to win it. I always say that it's not going to be won at the draft. You can lose your league at the draft, but at the draft is when you're going to set yourself up, give yourself a chance, and then you're going to have to make moves. If you like Gurley, which makes total sense, all right, that's a guy you have to target and believe in. It's not like there's one way to do it. It just has to be the way that you feel comfortable drafting.
Well – I'm still probably going to go with the zero RB mindset, mainly because it is a safe play. But since we're talking about targets, I brought up Gurley. We are in PPR. What is 10 targets that you would recommend for PPR?
Well, that's a good question. I'm with you, Sam, on the zero RB. Last year, I went strictly with running backs on passing teams and then ended up working out. So I'm a zero RB guy. I'm going to wait. I want running backs that are going to be catching passes and are going to be involved in the passing game, because what you're seeing now is even a guy like Todd Gurley, as great as he was last year, and he was incredible, his snap share was only 55%, which means he was only on the field for 55% of the plays he could have been on. So to me, if you're going to only have that guy, he better get those touchdowns and he better not get hurt. That's why I like to look at targets like the following, like a Duke Johnson of Cleveland. All right, 60 catches last year, 61 catches, and now he's got Hugh Jackson. A guy near your home right now, Theo Riddick of Detroit.
Love
Theo Riddick. I mean, the guy's a third down machine. Everyone focuses on Abdullah. Riddick is a steady roll guy. He's going to catch a lot of passes, and he's going to get a lot of yards. So those type of guys is what I'm looking for. You know, like I said, a Duke, a Theo Riddick. Bilal Powell out here in New York. Everyone's talking about Matt Forte. Now they're talking about sharing his workload with Bilal Powell. So those type of guys right off the bat come to mind. Other guys late in the draft that I'm looking at from the wide receiver position, you know, people are shying away from Baltimore, because they had such a tough season in terms of record last year. But the Ravens did throw the ball more than any other team in the NFL. So if you're in a PPR league, you have to look at a guy like a Justin Forsett. Breaks his arm last year, people forgot about him, and he doesn't necessarily get the ball at the goal line, but he was on the field for 77% of the plays. 77%, so think about that. Todd Gurley was on there for 55, he's on for 77%. And on a team with a Mark Trestman offense and a guy who's catching the ball, that's something that I want to be a part of. Other guys, wide receivers. You know, there's no respect for a guy like Marcus Wheaton on Pittsburgh for some reason, but no Martavius Bryant there. Sammy Coates had two fumbles in the preseason game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and Marcus Wheaton's a guy who came on last year a little bit with Roethlisberger, so he's going to have to look to someone else besides Antonio Brown, who's great. We know that. So that's a guy that I like as well. With the same rationale, Willie Snead down in New Orleans. They got a lot of mouths to feed, but with Brandon Cooks there, he's the number one. Snead looks bigger in the preseason. He looks stronger. He's fast. He had some nice games last year, so that's a guy that I'm definitely looking for as well. And just to give you a couple more to round it out, if you're looking for late-round flyers, everyone's talking about Kelvin Benjamin in Carolina. And listen, Kelvin Benjamin was a great play 2 years ago. He had some great numbers in his rookie season. But I like Devin Funchess better. I can get Devin Funchess in the 12th round. A lot of what Kelvin Benjamin did came at the end of the games 2 years ago. So I'm not so sure that I'd rather have Devin Funchess in the 12th round than Kelvin Benjamin, who's going in like the 5th round or 6th round of PPR drafts. And then the last guy that I'm really kind of targeting is I'm all in on Tevin Coleman, and I wrote an article for this on Roto Underworld. Devonta Freeman was lights out. We know that. But at this time last year, the Falcons wanted Tevin Coleman to be the guy. And Freeman only came on when Coleman got hurt. And then Freeman was averaging 3.1, 2.8 yards per carry on the last few games. So they want to get Tevin Coleman involved. And I'll take a goal line running back, like I said, on a team like Atlanta. So he can still catch passes. He caught him in college. So those are some guys that are late rounds that I really, really like.
Okay. All right. And you did kind of wake me up on Forsett, because that team was a dumpster fire towards the end of the season. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But you get so high. I'm so high on Kamara Aiken, I totally forgot about Forsett.
Yeah, both of them are. Kamara Aiken's great. He gets no respect. The guy, you know, Steve Smith, we love Steve Smith. He's one of my favorite players ever. But, you know, when the doctors are telling you that your ankle looks like shredded chicken, that's not a good thing. So he may be a little slow coming back. Kamara Aiken is the number one guy there. Wallace has been on three teams now in 3 years. He gets no respect. But that team passes the ball a ton, and Forsett's going to be involved as well.
Okay. I got to ask. Any sleepers this year? Just five people that maybe you need to look out for, maybe your mid to late round picks, someone who's going to explode, some sleepers.
Yeah, I read everything about the Colts going to three wide receivers, and that sounds great because Andrew Luck was pretty much regarded as a first round pick last year, and now all of a sudden we're forgetting how good the Colts offense is. I'm not so much into T.Y. Hilton. He's real solid. And Dante Moncrief was there last year. But I can get Philip Dorsett in round 14. And if he's going to be on the field on a regular three-wide receiver set in that offense, he's going to put up some big numbers. And you can get him way, way late. Couple other guys. Doriel Green-Beckham just got traded to Philadelphia. I've loved Rishard Matthews in Tennessee before that trade, and I love him even more now. That guy produced in Miami. I guess he's not flashy enough, and that's why right now, according to a fantasy football calculator, he's being drafted in 181st, 14th round pick. But that's a wide receiver one that you can get in a PPR league that should give you 70 catches and 1,000 yards, no problem, and no one's even talking about him. And then just a couple other guys. James Starks, another one I put an article about. He gets on the field 49% of the time with Eddie Lacy. He's the passing two-minute drill guy. He's a guy that if Lacy comes out of the block slow and has some issues, he's going to be on the field a lot too, and you get him on a big discount as well. So those are some of the guys I'm looking at and trying to target.
Okay. Now, here go the thing. We try to anticipate this every year, but bust. Who are some top five busts that you could kind of see coming for 2016?
Yeah, and well, that's a great question, Sam. And I'll define bust as somebody where you take this player and you look back halfway through the year and say, what is the problem? That's how I define a bust. So these aren't guys who are necessarily not going to, you know, finish out of the top 30, but I'm saying you're going to be really disappointed with their value. The first one off the bat, which I wrote about a few months ago at Last Word, Ezekiel Elliott. Listen, I think Ezekiel Elliott's got great metrics. I think the guy's behind a tremendous offensive line in Dallas. Don't get me wrong. But going into the draft, people were not talking about him as like the number one pick. They said maybe Dallas, and if not Dallas, then Miami at pick 13, and if not Miami, he could drop. All of a sudden, he goes to Dallas, and now I'm hearing that he's going to have 300 carries behind a great offensive line, no doubt, but to protect Tony Romo, which is really what the Cowboys have to do, right? Because without Tony Romo, that team is done. There's no way that they're going to use him as a three-down back. No chance. If you take Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, this is what you're going to see in Cowboy games. He's going to play the first and second down. He's going to come out on the third down. He's then going to come out for a series for Darren McFadden. Then he's going to go back in again. I think the guy can easily get 1,000 yards. I think he can get you 8 touchdowns. But people had drafted him with like the third or fourth pick overall. That's a massive disappointment. So that's the first one. Second one that I don't know why people understand is, if you're telling me that Rob Gronkowski is going to perform at the level he's always performed at, then you're basically telling me that Tom Brady doesn't make a difference. And I find that hard to believe. 4 games of Jimmy Garoppolo, Brady's 39, he's coming back rusty. And people will tell you, they'll say, well, it doesn't matter. The defense knows it's going to Gronkowski. He catches it anyway. Yeah, he catches it when Tom Brady's throwing the ball. But I got a feeling opening night against Arizona, they're going to be guarding Gronkowski with Garoppolo back there. So, again, you take him in the first round, I think you're going to be real disappointed with his production. Another guy, DeMarco Murray. Listen, DeMarco had a great year a couple of years ago with the Cowboys behind a solid offensive line. I get that. Real disappointing in Philadelphia. Now he's in Tennessee. He had a good first preseason game, Sam, but let's take it easy because Sam Bradford had a great preseason last year as well for the Eagles, and that didn't work out too well. I think DeMarco is a tweener. Is he really physical? No, he's kind of physical. Is he super fast? No, he's not super fast. His juke rate was just average. He's not real. He doesn't make a lot of missed tackles. And he's got Derrick Henry right behind him. So that's a guy I have never looked at and never taken in any of my drafts that I've done. Last two I'll touch on. Ben Roethlisberger going ahead of Drew Brees. When Ben Roethlisberger in his career has 1 year of 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, and Drew Brees has done that every year for the last 6 years, makes no sense to me. So I would hold off on Roethlisberger. And the last one will surprise you. I put it out on Roto Underworld, and I got half responses either way. A.J. Green. A.J. Green is a phenomenal wide receiver. And if you're the head coach of a team, Sam, you want A.J. Green on your team, right? But the fact is, he's very feast or famine, and no one's talking about it. Last year, from weeks 4 to 11, he had one double-digit fantasy week in standard scoring leagues. People are moving him up in PPR to like the 5th or 6th pick. I think Jamie just took him as a 5th pick in one of his mock drafts. I don't see that. In Andy Dalton's best year, which was last year, highest completion percentage he ever had, around 64%, he had 8 weeks there where he only had one double-digit fantasy scoring. Now there's no targets next to him. Marvin Jones is with you guys in Detroit.
Right.
And Sanu's down in Atlanta. And Andy Dalton isn't exactly the most accurate guy. So I think if you take A.J. Green in a PPR in week 5, you're going to look at him after the first 4 games and go, look to your buddy and hope that your buddy pats you on the back when you go, well, anyone would take an A.J. Green, right? Well, that's not the case. I wouldn't have taken him in round 1. I think he's going to disappoint.
Wow. The A.J. Green, that shocked me because in my mock draft, I picked him up 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And, Gronk, I could kind of see that. I could kind of see Gronk, but A.J. Green is the big shocker out of the bus right there. Because
You'll have weeks when he gets you 20, 24 points. I mean, no doubt about it. But I have. If you just look at the numbers, you'll have weeks where you'll say, well, how'd that happen exactly?
All right. Well, I guess we could close on this. Like, underrated, overrated, what are 5 underrated PPR standard or just 5 underrated players ADP-wise that you can think of? Just people who...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll go quickly for you. AP's underrated all day. Adrian Peterson, all he does is get double-digit touchdowns. And people tend to shy away from him because he's not catching as many passes sometimes with Jerick McKinnon. But as I told you before, what running back who's a goal line back is catching a lot of passes. So Peterson is undervalued. We talked about Forsett already. Duke Johnson, I said, is way undervalued because I think the Browns, you know, unfortunately for Browns fans, may be trailing a lot of times. He's going to be on the field a ton. I love Dorsett. The big one I like is Melvin Gordon. Listen, Melvin Gordon in San Diego didn't have a touchdown last year, and I get that, but they gave him a lot of money. He looked good in that first preseason game. The Chargers had 11 different offensive lines last year, so let's assume they're healthy. And Danny Woodhead's a nice, you know, scat back that catches some passes. But Gordon's going to find the end zone. He's going to find the end zone at least 8 times this year.
Okay. Okay. And you got closed out. They're underrated. You got to do overrated. It was 5 overrated.
Sure. Overrated guys. DeAndre Hopkins, Nook is a tremendous wide receiver. I just don't like what I saw out of Brock Osweiler. And I'm not sure you're going to get the value that you want from him. Devonta Freeman, like I said, he's going to be disappointing. He's going to catch a lot of passes, but Tevin Coleman's going to take a much, much bigger role. Thomas Rawls is a guy who averaged 5.6 yards a carry and did great in Seattle. But, you know, Sam, I believe where there's smoke, there's fire. And the coaches have been talking up Christine Michael. And I don't think they're doing that just for fun. So there's a chance that he could definitely lose some touches and not meet his value, which is right now he's in the 3rd round, which is a little early for Thomas Rawls. Demaryius Thomas, great wide receiver, but great wide receiver with Peyton Manning. Last year with Osweiler, he was hit or miss. He gets a lot of targets, but that's going to be Mark Sanchez throwing the ball to him. And he did tie for the league lead in drops last year at 11, so I don't think he's necessarily hitting his value either. And I'll finish it off for you with my last guy, which is Jeremy Langford. I don't know what Chicago is going to do. They talked about a running back by committee. I think Langford's a hit-or-miss guy, and I don't like hit-or-miss guys. We like consistency, right? Sam, you want to roll out. Right. You want to start your fantasy league. You want to get to 2 o'clock, and you want your guy to have a touchdown already by the first hour. That's what you want. And with Langford, he just scares me. And if I can't figure it out, I just stay away.
All right, but in all seriousness, I'm in Detroit. I'm a little biased. No one knows what the hell Chicago's going to do. I mean –
Right. So in general, you may want to stay away as well. But, I think in that division, I don't think that's the play. And I think they're going to be in for a tough time of it.
All right. Well, Mike, you know, you are always welcome on this podcast. Thank you for your insight. I'm sure you helped a lot of people out, myself included, because you have changed my mind on a few things, especially the AJ Green thing, because now I'm really sitting back and thinking about it. And you make a lot of sense. As much as I like that Green-Dalton combination, yeah, it was some lean moments last year, and it's starting to ring a bell. So, like I said, you are always welcome on this podcast. This won't be your last time. I want you to call in. We'll reach out to you throughout the season. And thank you because you helped me a lot, and I know you helped a lot more people. But if you want to help a lot more people, where can they find you online? One more time.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. I'll come on anytime you want. It was a pleasure. Again, Twitter, at Fantasy Warrior, FTSY Fantasy Warrior Mike, at Last Word on Sports, at Roto Underworld.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great one. Good luck in the season.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. All right. That was my man, Mike Randall. This is your first real, Ike, this is your first, like, look into Mike, man. I fucks with Mike all the time. You can catch him on Twitter. Fantasy Warrior Mike, Last Word on Sports, Roto Underground. He actually just came out with a new column on FanSided. It is, well, just go to FanSided. It's called The 50 Shades of Fantasy Football. Man, this guy knows his stuff. I wasn't bullshitting. I will be calling him throughout the season just to keep up with this because
I fucks with him.
Mike knows his stuff. Like, I saw, like, during the talk, your eyebrows went up a little bit when he kicked out that Justin Forsett. I saw a lot of... It's weird because I'm playing against you, so there may be a race to Justin Forsett. It may be, but he did kick out some knives when he talked about AJ Green.
My thoughts are already there for sure.
Yeah, but...
This is good to hear, and somebody else thinking like how I think.
But
like some stuff he woke me up. I've said he woke me up to the Jeremy Hill thing, because we all love Gio, but you got to play that long game. Fantasy right. football, if this is one of these one day leagues and stuff like that, but play the long game. Jeremy Hill, like a cat like Rishard Matthews. Now, I knew that. But there was a vibe like, man, don't say that. Because I'm sitting in front of you. I'm like, because that's – but real talk, that is a target. And especially with Dorial Buchan-Green gone.
Right.
I mean, I have this conversation with some of the guys I work with, and they said it like, well, why did they trade him? I was like, real talk, they did him a favor by trading him. He was going to get cut. When you trade him and you get a right tackle, a second string right tackle guard,
right?
You was about to get traded. You was about to get cut, get waived. They say waived now. You wasn't playing football for them.
No.
After that week, they just what they say, take what you can get. That's what they did.
I agree.
And if you had any like. I don't know if he's gonna make the team. That was it. If you didn't think Rishard Matthews, like he was already a number one wide receiver, but now it's cemented. He is. So that's my man Mike Randall. Play. Check him out.
He's gonna get his play.
So Mike hit us with a lot of stuff that we was talking about. We. Covered quarterbacks. Here's something in this podcast. I didn't want to bother Mike with this, so I guess I'll bother you with this. Kickers. Look, man. Look, it has to be addressed.
It kickers. Doesn't. It really doesn't. But.
It does have to be addressed. Like,
right.
We all know kickers are the... 14th, 15th round option. They are very interchangeable.
Right.
But is there a kicker or is there something you look for in a kicker?
Someone, it's not the kicker itself. It's more or less the offense in front of the kicker. And I look for people who don't put up touchdowns.
So... San Francisco, San Francisco, the Eagles.
I like San Francisco. I like Detroit. I like Baltimore. I like Dallas. These are good teams where
the kicker really gonna shine.
That's gonna get you like
Kansas City,
8 to 10 a game.
Kansas City,
a good one.
Maybe yes, man. Huh? Go in there. Maybe San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
I don't know who their kicker is.
I don't either.
But going by that logic, yes, San Diego. At this rate, Houston.
I like the Patriots, too.
Well, see, Patriots is the other end of the spectrum. They will get you points. They will get you touchdowns.
Yeah.
But their kicker is just going to be there. Their extra points is just going to be, all right, well.
I'll take 6.
Yeah, you going to get high points from their kicker just based off just extra points because they didn't been to the end zone forever. I'm looking at, look, we have to bring them up. Sometimes kickers can make or break your team. I'm not saying rely on them. I'm saying, like, to squeak out a quick win.
On low key shit.
Yeah, real low key. Like, I really like my man from Seahawks, Hoshka. I like him. You brought up New England. I brought up Kansas City mainly because that was their highest score. Where after that, Jamal Charles, ACL. That's all they had. I'm really looking at San Francisco this year. That Chip Kelly offense, Chip Kelly, all he is run, 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 run.
I don't know about that. He's not Auburn.
Name me somebody from Philly last year. Who was a receiver that, like, got just great numbers? Eric Decker?
I mean.
You an Eric Decker cat?
I don't fuck with Eric Decker.
No one fucks with Eric Decker. Like, Eric Decker. Mrs. Decker don't fuck with Eric Decker. So that, like, if I went to Mrs. Decker fantasy football team, and I don't mean his wife, I mean his mama.
Right.
His mama's fantasy football team, Eric Decker is not on that squad. I guarantee that. If anyone knows Eric Decker's mom, can you please send me a screenshot of her fantasy football team? I'm almost, like, I'm not shitting on Eric Decker. It's just,
I agree with it though.
Eric Decker is just bad luck. It just,
I don't say bad luck.
No,
damn.
Not bad luck. It's just when I'm on a team, and I'm sorry, I said Philly. I meant the Jets. Eric Decker played for the Jets. Sorry, that's my bad. No, I meant Philly. I don't want to confuse anybody. I meant name me a wide receiver on a Chip Kelly offense. But back to Eric Decker. It made me think of Eric Decker. When you're on the team with Brandon Marshall, you are not seeing the ball.
You're going to see a little bit.
When you are on the team with Brandon Marshall, if I'm Fitzpatrick, I look to my left, Brandon Marshall. I look to my right, Eric Decker. I look at the bench, it's Geno Smith rubbing his hands together, hoping I throw the ball to my right.
Right.
I'm throwing the ball to Brandon Marshall every time.
Not every time.
Yeah, maybe.
Brandon Marshall is going to get like 12 to 15 thrown to.
Yeah.
Eric Decker will get you
7.
I was going to say 5 or 6.
Yeah.
5 or 6 is most of them joints coming out the backfield.
It's just.
He'll get you like 70, 80 yards a game.
Because no one expected.
That's good.
No one. All right, let me.
70, 80 yards, and every once in a while, I'll get you a TD.
That's not bad.
That's a third or fourth, like, wide receiver.
Decent flex, maybe?
Nah, I wouldn't put him in flex.
All right. Here's bye week option, for sure.
Bye week, yeah, for sure.
But here's my thing with Eric Decker. When we get hip to Eric Decker, there's no more Eric Decker. and that's every team. Like, every team is just like, oh, why are he through with the Eric Decker? Make sure you got somebody on him.
Yeah.
And he on lock for the rest of the game.
All right.
If you have a savvy coach, you got to think like your Tomlins, Bruce Arians, somebody. We're just going to zone Decker. We're really worried about Marshall, but we're just going to keep a body around Decker. Yeah. Just in case. You never know. Like, right. You know, he can probably get that strong safety vibe breathing down his neck or something. You know, just something like that. We ain't going to put no corner on him. I mean, it's Eric Decker. Who are we kidding?
You got to put corner on him every once in a while.
Let's stick with it. We'll take our chances with the strong safety, and then if he really feeling it.
You got to assume. You're assuming that they ain't spreading it out. They spread.
But that's the thing. Who are you spreading it out to? You got, and I'm just using the Jets. I'm not picking on the Jets, but in this one instance, I think I am. You got Marshall, Decker. They tight end Zach Ertz.
Yep.
Zach Ertz is not reliable as a
body out the
tight end. He's better for blocking than he is actual catching the ball.
He'll get you some money. He'll get you some
2-3 yards.
I ain't quick. No damn 2-3 yards.
No, hear me out. He'll give you a quick little 2-3 passes. I'm sorry, 2-3 passes. Oh, okay. Maybe a red zone TD. Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe. Nice. Being the operative word in that.
All right, 16-game season, he's going to get you like 6 or 7 red zone TDs.
That is generous.
I know.
That's generous. That's generous. Season. That's very generous. I'm in that 4-5 area.
This upcoming season?
No. With Zach Ertz, 4-5.
That's a tight end.
All right, because
up.
You got you don't have a lot of options. You're going to focus on that run game, obviously. Unless you're Brandon Marshall, you don't throw the ball to Brandon Marshall. That just comes with. It's just your defense gonna do a lot. You still got Revis Island out there.
Mm-hmm.
even though for some reason age is not caught up to him yet.
Not yet.
And that's just good. Good work.
Not yet.
Well, I mean, like, that go, like, for a long time, I looked at Josh Norman. Oh, well, that's the next Darrell Revis. I don't know. Josh Norman, I think he shot himself in the foot by going, instead of taking that franchise and going with the Redskins. Redskins, he went for the money. Smart, business-wise.
Right.
Championship-wise, I think he should have stayed put.
Hey, listen, man. Like, how long you been in the league? Four or five years?
Norman?
Maybe? Yeah.
No, Norman is... This is three.
Three, okay.
This is three.
I said four or five. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
No, okay, he ain't been there that
league.
Long.
Third league. Yeah. Third year in the league. You supposed to go get your payday.
He got his payday.
You can be that veteran guy to get a team where they need to be defensively.
But you do know the Redskins aren't doing anything this year. Like, we know this.
I mean, I ain't going to say they ain't doing nothing. They might. They not bad, bro. They not bad.
They not.
Get a misunderstanding.
They not horrible. I can see them in
that bold-ass fucking NFC East. Get that shit up out of it. I don't respect the NFC East no more. They all ass.
Eli.
9 wins is get you in the playoffs. Get your ass up out of here.
Look, you got Washington, Philly.
Yep. The Giants.
Giants.
And Dallas. Get y'all ass up out of here.
Dallas because Romo will never make it past November. You know my rule on Romo. If you can go to your local, wherever you buy coffee from, buy a pumpkin spice latte, don't have Romo on your team. He will not be there long. He will get injured, and he's going to be gone for the season.
Yeah.
That's just how Romo rolls.
You saw that Photoshop picture, and that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That Romo.
If you can buy a pumpkin spice latte, don't have his ass.
Right.
That is a free tip for me. Now, look. If you got some arrangement, first 2-3 games, and for some reason you gotta have them, or maybe you in the Tom Brady conundrum, where you for some reason draft Brady first, and everybody else swoop up all the other quarterbacks, you end up with Romo.
Right.
That is the ideal situation to have Romo in.
Yeah, I guess so.
4 games. Game number 5. Shit. Is Romo going to be... Is he going to make game 5?
We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is the ideal situation to pick up Romo. But look, we winding it out. We getting towards the end. It's about an hour. You ain't been here in a minute.
Yeah.
I mean it when I say this shit. You are welcome back anytime. You're part of the family.
For sure.
I know you had to do your thing, but...
Yeah.
I'm not, because I had to answer a few tweets. Where's Ike?
Oh, yeah.
He's coming.
They could have hit me up themselves.
That's all I wrote. He's coming. Like, I didn't know. I had to quick type. He's coming back.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Oh,
he's coming back. But look, I know you had to do your thing. And that's good. That's good. That all good things coming from your side of the fence. But you had to dip to do it. So. I get it. I don't like it, but because it's weird when I have to answer for someone else. They're like, he's coming back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, man.
But you back, you family. New addition to family, Mike Randall. Nothing against you, Ike.
It's all good.
But Mike Randall will be checking back
a few times
during the fantasy season. Check him out. Fantasy Warrior Mike. On the tweets, Last Word on Sports, Roto Underground, Fansided. If you're feeling it, CBS.com. Excuse me, CBSFantasyFootball.com. It's good. He's coming back, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I want him to see my lineup just so he can edit. Oh, what the fuck was you thinking,
yeah,
Sam?
That's exactly what he's gonna say.
But it's okay. We're gonna fix it. He'll have that vibe, like I'm playing against you. In my wife's fantasy football league, we are currently looking at the trophy. It's beautiful.
It is, actually.
It's good.
It is, actually.
Then I got to play you in the league that we share.
I can tell you, man. I don't know.
With real sports.
That's kind of better than the belt. It just is what it is. It's better than the belt. Like, trophies is trophies.
Trophies
like,
is trophies.
I ain't fucking wrestling like that, so fuck a belt.
But no. See, the belt, the belt is kind of like a, it is a piece where it's just like, I'm the champion type of vibe.
Bro.
But like, Tasha negated all of that with the face plates.
Yeah,
so I can point to like, I had a good year that year.
Don't see my name first on this goddamn trophy. Are you fucking kidding me? The first name on this bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold it up. I can't let that happen.
I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna Snapchat it. I'm gonna show it, and then I'm gonna spin it. Like, look,
nah,
see my name right there.
I can't have that.
First one. Hey, this is a fucking sweet ass trophy.
It's a sweet trophy, just not without your name. That's all I'm getting at.
I'll put it.
we have. You know. A mathematically, we have a 40% chance of a McLean Bowl as a champion. Four members of the McLean family. Look, I don't want any of these people to win, but for some reason, I can't be there. That is 30 more percent.
Yeah.
Y'all need to walk it off. As much as it will pain me to see it, especially over my brother's house. Either one.
Yeah.
It will murder me to look on the other side of the bedroom and see it with my wife just on the headboard on the other side. Other side was a nightstand. I would rather it be out of my house than to just, you know, you coming home, you go in the bedroom, and you gotta look to the left. Her side of the bed is just hanging there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
It's just there.
But either way, 40% chance of a McLean Bowl.
It's fucked up. Y'all ain't gonna win the shit.
That is not good.
It's fucked up.
For you to come in and think you're going to win. Look, you're not as cocky as Big Man as we said at the top of the show.
I don't need to be. I'm just
that was. I don't know what the fuck that was. How did he get in this league? I have no idea.
I don't know, man. Y'all need.
He's not good. But what they say, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Check security cameras, man.
All right, either way, it's all going down. The draft day is the 2nd of September. We cool now. We are cool.
You know, I already know I'm on some chill shit. I'm ready to whoop y'all ass. Y'all not.
But we've been in drafts with each other. It's just like we've driven to drafts on the way. It was like it's all love, and then draft day. I don't know, my man.
I don't fucks with you.
I don't. No, I sit in the cut. I personally will buy you whatever alcoholic beverage you want.
That's the truth.
As much as you want before the draft. That's like true. Before you make your first pick. Just loosed up, whatever you want, whatever alcohol you want, preferably enough to put you asleep, so we get that auto draft button a couple times.
Right,
you get into it.
It's not happening.
Like I want drunk Ike. I want Bishop Sankey. You got it, man.
No.
Oh man, that's my ideal situation.
They might do something though for you this year, so.
No one believe Bishop Sankey didn't even believe that.
Go ahead and grab him, bro.
Bishop Sankey didn't even believe that.
He didn't probably.
Bishop still. Like this. Hey, man, don't
hey,
roll
good,
with
hey,
me,
good
yeah.
Fourth round pick for you, not for me.
No. You can go and get that CJ Anderson, boy.
Oh, man, he's worse.
I mean, like, he's going to make the first game.
At least
if someone picks him up.
At least Sankey not even like starter status, man.
Like
CJ Anderson was like starter status, and
he just fell off the face. Honestly, he got a bad rap.
That's what you for the drafting the fucking like Denver running back.
I would draft a Denver running back before I draft the Patriots running back.
No.
Patriots run. No. Like, I don't know what the fuck Belichick is going to do.
But sometimes they come out that backfield, so no.
Sometimes it's a gamble. At least the Broncos are more consistent with their run game. With a Patriots running back, you doing this at 12:59. Do I put him in? Do I? Is it 12:59? They're about to snap the ball. Shit, dude. I'm going to try it. You just pray something good happen. Nah. Like, a Patriots running back will get you points. You just don't know who.
Oh, you know.
No, you don't. You got Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blount.
I'll take Gray.
Gray ain't with them no more. They got rid of Gray. They got some new dude that I don't even know, but he's a killer from watching the preseason.
Hell yeah. Where the fuck is Gray at? I forgot.
Gray, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
trying to do something. I fucks with Allen Hurns. I fucks with Allen Hurns. Is he a top 10 wide receiver?
Yeah.
Is he? He a top 20. I give him top 20. I don't know about top 10.
I don't know about top 20. If anything, he top 15.
I roll with you on that. It's just he took T.Y. Hilton's spot.
I wouldn't say that.
I can say that because T.Y. Hilton shat the bed last year.
I don't know if he shat the bed.
Anytime you coach my hamstring, oh, word, Luck out too? All right, well, I'm just going to hang over here with Luck.
That's how I go.
All right, but that's it, man. That's the podcast. Obviously, we're going to talk some more fantasy as the season goes on.
Absolutely.
A lot more shit talking. All things related to the podcast, samshownation.com. Real Sports. It's coming back. I said it when Chuck was here. Look.
Real Sports.
They are on a hiatus. They are doing some big things.
Yes.
They are getting some stuff together.
Getting kinks out of shit.
We are getting them on this podcast individually, apparently. They will be. It's coming back bigger, better, stronger.
Yeah. But if you want to hit me up on Instagram, Real Sports Ike, hit me up.
All right, man. See you guys next week. SamShowNation.com. We out.
Holla.